This is Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. From the corporate office to the cab of a truck, they're here to inspire and empower women in all professions. So gear down, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to Women Road Warriors. We're an award-winning show that works to inspire and empower women in every profession. Our goal is to power women on their road to success. We tackle all kinds of topics, and we work to encourage women to be their very best with informative guests and women who've been champions. I'm Shelley.
And I'm Kathy.
No topic is taboo on our show. We tackle the tough topics along with the not-so-tough topics, and we like to feature experts and celebrities who can assist women in being the very best they can be. Statistics show that a woman leaves her abuser 7 times before she leaves for good. Much of this is due to fear, economic dependence, and cultural conditioning. It's not the woman's fault. It's the fault of the system. Too many women are trauma survivors who've been abused as children or adults. Our goal is to educate people about this and to stop this terrible marginalization of women. Sharman Prince is a trauma advocate, trauma survivor, writer, and visionary dedicated to empowering trauma survivors. Sharman has a passion for social justice and is committed to promoting healing and growth. She's the founder of Eagles Empowered to Soar, which works to level the playing field for gender equality, safety, and empowerment. Her journey began in Guyana, where she witnessed terrible gender-based violence caused by deeply ingrained gender inequalities throughout her community. That galvanized Sharman on her mission to make a change. Sharman travels the world and talks about self-discovery, trauma recovery, nonprofit leadership, prioritizing mental health in the workplace, along with tension and trauma-releasing exercises, or TRE. Sharman is an amazing woman. She's with us today to talk more about all of this, and we're looking forward to it. Welcome, Sharman. It's an honor to have you on our show.
Thank you so much, Shelley and Kathy, and it's an honor for being here. And I'm listening to that introduction and I'm asking myself, who's that?
You're an
amazing... Hey, Sharman.
You are an amazing lady, Sharman. I can't wait to learn more about you. I love what you're doing for women.
Sharman is a queen. She is something else. Let me just start this interview about, let's backtrack a little bit here. I personally met Sharman in Grenada. And for those that don't know where Grenada is, it's a little island in the Caribbean between Barbados and Trinidad. And Sharman and I had been asked to go there by a mutual friend that we connected with. Her name was Michelle. She had a horrific story. And we met down there to go speak to the women in the shelter and some juveniles in this juvenile center and to speak at some schools. And the day I met Sharman, I mean, this woman, the light that bursts from her deep within her soul, it's brighter than the sun. She is vibrant, powerful, beautiful, sparkling, full of love, but you can also see her compassion, her strength, the kindness in her eyes, and her deep understanding and empathy for humankind. And we spent a week together going around that island and being with the people in need. And it was the best week I ever had. And ever since then, Sharman and I kind of cross paths off and on at different conferences. And we get to meet and speak together. And it's just been an absolute delight. So welcome, Sharman. I'm glad that you're on our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. And Shelley and Kathy, it's an honor to be here.
Sharman.
Having me.
Thank you. And I can't wait to learn more about how did all this start? If you could kind of give us maybe some of the cliff notes of how you got started in all of this, what you personally witnessed, so we can educate people on what's going on in the world with women and how they're being mistreated.
So I'm going to start from the genesis of my life. Mm-hmm. I began experiencing trauma, I think at the age of 4. That's where my memory That's the memory that I have, 4 years old, being locked in a hallway with a little boy and not knowing how to escape, and just took my hand and broke the window as a cry for help. And there is glass in my hand, and I had to be rushed to the hospital to get stitches. And so my trauma journey started very young, and it became a norm, being sexually abused at five by my uncle, and then sexually abused by some neighbors. They were one family, but it wasn't like a gang rape. Like one, maybe four out of the five brothers sexually abused me right after the abuse of my uncle. And the trauma trickled down, continued. It was like I had abused me on my forehead. So yeah. Having that foundation of trauma, and it's a norm because you're living in poor neighborhoods, because my mother was a single parent, and you're seeing domestic violence all around you. You grew up, you're socializing that environment, and you think that that's normal. That chaotic life, that traumatic life, traumatic experiences, witnessing a lot of violence, and I don't want to traumatize you, re-traumatize myself or traumatize our audience, but I've witnessed a lot of violence from a very young age, not vicariously and personally. I have had experience. And then get into adolescence, and I got into an abusive relationship, domestic violence. I was caught and had to go to the hospital and get stitches, and they didn't have any anesthesia to numb the area. And I'm telling the nurse, oh my God, you're so cruel to be doing this, and I'm feeling the pain. And she looked at me and said, I'm not cruel. The person that did this to you is cruel. So it was like experiencing double trauma. But my mom taught us basic fundamental values in the midst of all that chaos, that the only road out of where we are, or the only route that we have, is academia. And she put it in this way: Burnham has no place for an uneducated boy or girl. And Burnham at the time was the president of Guyana. And so way down in my value system, in my belief system, my only hope is education and getting an education. And that's what's going to bridge, repair this breach in my life. But that was the thing that I held on to. But the effects of my ACE, which is acute childhood experiences, were fundamentally impacting my psychological and emotional life and my mental health, which was not a factor in Guyana at that time. The only introduction we had of mental health was the schizophrenic, who the family cannot manage, and so they become street homeless. That's our understanding and of mental illness. So if you're not that, you don't have mental illness. And I didn't know what was happening. I grew up in the home hearing my siblings saying, oh, she's in one of her moods. I can share that I went to bed laughing with my relatives, but tomorrow morning I get up, I don't want to speak to any of them. And that was my norm. And they accepted that that's who I was, and that's who I am. And they would warn everyone that this is who Charmin is, not understanding that all these are the signs and symptoms and the effect of the traumas that I've experienced and I've lived.
Sure. Charmin, your story is super compelling, and there's no word to describe it. It's so unjust that you had to go through all of that. And this is not uncommon. Why do you think this goes on? Women and girls especially fall victim to this. Is it because society and in certain societies around the world devalue women? I mean, in the 21st century, this shouldn't go on. It shouldn't go on anytime, but it's terrible.
It is, Shelley, and sadly, there young women, I can speak for the women that I serve, they're young women in Guyana, in the Caribbean, in Africa, even here in America, that are experiencing those same traumas vicariously personally, despite the laws. We are victims of a patriarchal system that, yes, we are advocating for gender equality or gender equity, but the experience, the abuse, the inequality and the inequity that we're experiencing is systemic. And in order for anything to change, the change has to begin with the system. It has to be top down. We are trying with the bottom up, but I mean, we are making progress from using the bottom up approach, but I think the impact is going to be more powerful if it is a top down approach where we change the systems. Because patriarchy is here. It controls who we are, what we do, what we should look like, how we should operate, what values we should embrace, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years, I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
If you're enjoying this informative episode of Women Road Warriors, I wanted to mention Kathy and I explore all kinds of topics that will power you on the road to success. We feature a lot of expert interviews. Plus, we feature celebrities and women who've been trailblazers. Please check out our podcast at womenroadwarriors.com and click on our episodes page. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts, on all the major podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, you name it. Check us out and bookmark our podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other sites. And tell others about us. We want to help as many women as possible. Sharman Prince had a childhood filled with consistent sexual abuse, child abuse, and violence. Her experiences led her into a relationship of domestic violence as a teenager. It impacted her entire being. She became convinced that an education would set her free and was her only hope to rise above the marginalization and abuse. It was that hope she held on to. Sharman also realized her traumatic experiences were impacting her psychological and emotional life. She worked hard to overcome that. Now she leads a nonprofit to stop gender-based violence and empower women. It's called Eagles Empowered to Soar. Sharman is a true champion for women who believes the patriarchy that condones the marginalization and abuse of women needs to change. She works to accomplish that. Sharman, I want to commend you for your bravery in what you're doing. It's just tremendous. And certainly knowledge is power. And you were talking about education. I think that is huge when you can get people educated. Because when you're going through this kind of trauma and it seems to be the norm, it doesn't change because you don't realize it's wrong. You know, like you said, it's systemic. It's insidious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am happy for this opportunity, but as I sit on the shoulders of so many women who were unable to be exposed to information, to be educated, mm-hmm. to grasp yeah. the knowledge and use their life experiences to garner wisdom. I am familiar with so many women, Shelley and Kathy, mm-hmm. from my neighborhoods, who some of them have died, never exposed to a sliver of healing. They died in their traumas and their pain.
Sharman, you remember when we went to that women's shelter, there were 7 out of the 8 women that couldn't read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were astounded. Like, what? Like, oh my God, we have to reorganize our whole approach because now there's a bigger problem. And yeah. how do you fix that problem? Right. So it was shocking to me. It's still shocking to me. So, yeah, no, like the problem is a lot bigger than what people want to believe or choose to believe. I think one of the biggest problems is that they sweep it under the rug and they choose not, yeah. they turn a blind eye.
They don't want to look at the elephant in the room and address yeah. that elephant. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And we have antiquated some in certain Caribbean or former colonial societies have laws that are antiquated and rooted in patriarchy, where, you know, there are certain customs and religious customs where a man, male relatives can actually abuse the wife who moves into that home. And it's okay. It's normal. I had a client 2 years ago who was a VP of a bank who did not know or understand what her husband is doing to her was abuse because she was socialized in that environment. And it's normal mm-hmm. that this is what happened. So she would make up her face out with all the bruises and report to work like nothing happened until her co-workers made a concerted effort for her to get help. And that's when she realized that she was a victim of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about here in the US, an educated woman, all because of the culture and the religion. And yeah. think about the women that are not exposed as her or educated as her, the women who are married at age 13, who wake up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the morning to clap roti and make breakfast and lunch for her husband, who is leaving the house at 5 o'clock. And then she has to ensure that the kids are taken care of. And when he returns home at 3 o'clock, he must have a hot meal on the table. But she cannot read or she cannot write. And that's okay because it's culturally and religiously acceptable. And that is happening right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible. And the lack of education keeps people powerless.
Yes,
it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Sharman, how did you get out from that?
I got out. I'm going to be jumping a little here. I'm just going to give you pieces. I always said to myself, whenever I attain the age of 25, if whatever I'm doing is not working, I'll change my life. So at age 25, I was living in French Guiana, doing things that I wasn't supposed to do, you know, deeply involved in drugs. And so here I am. I was deported from French Guiana. And while I am in the deportation area that they call the glass case, a guy looked at me and he said, "You are so lucky." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, there was this guy that I dealt with, and the guy was looking for me, saw me one night, the night before I was deported, and wanted to cut me up. And when he came twice to where I was, and I'm unaware of this, but someone that he had a problem with was there. And both times he left, and the second time he left, just as he left, I came down and went into a cab. And the very next day, the gendarme, which is the police, came because we were illegal in French Guiana, and I was deported. And when he said that to me, I said, "I will never come back to this place, and I am going to change my life because I don't want to be walking around with scars." And I think he would have maybe scarred my face. So I went home. And I went to a church, and I joined a church, and my life changed. My pastor visited our home and realized that when I graduated high school, we're not awarded a high school diploma. We have to take CXE, which is a Caribbean examination. And he saw my certificate on the wall, and he said, "You have CXC?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, yeah." And he's like, "Okay, I'm going to get you into Critchlow Labor College." I had left school by then, maybe 10 years, high school. And I went to a one-year college and graduated with distinction. And my pastor—
Of course you did.
Thank you. And my pastor said to me, "You're going to the University of Guyana." I said, "Okay, I'm going to go do economics." And he's like, "No, go do social work. You're already a social worker. You help everyone." So I got into the social work program. I think during the first year, the professor took a liking of me and got me involved in research of street children and the mentally ill and homeless. And so I graduated from the University of Guyana with distinction. And then I realized that I was good at something for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And at age 33, we migrated to the US, and I continue my academic journey. And that's how I got out of of all that trauma.
Bravo.
Yes, bravo to you.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, is building a positive image of trucking by telling the story of the hardworking drivers and industry professionals who support the industry. And you can be a part of it. Learn more about TMAF and how you can join and be a part of the industry movement working to build a strong image of trucking by visiting TMAF's website at truckingmovesamerica.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our latest channel, TikTok.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
There are far too many women around the world who are denied knowledge and education to empower themselves. Charmin Prince is familiar with women who deal with this from not only in Guyana, where she grew up, where women can be denied the right to education. She's also met women across the world who are not allowed to learn to read or write. These prohibitions are culturally entrenched in societies where it's normal to abuse women. A lack of education keeps them marginalized. Women are also socialized to believe it's okay and that this is not abuse. That happens even when they're educated. The abuse of women is deeply rooted in traditions and religion in their societies. Charmin's working fearlessly to empower women and others to change that. Her education and her degree gave her the ability to break her own shackles so she could perform the miracle she does around the world, making a change with her nonprofit, Eagles Empowered to Soar. Charmin, you've come so far, and it sounds like you had some angels you encountered along the way, too. They helped you with your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave you that ability. And yeah. That's what we all need. So often when people are in these situations, they don't have a champion. They don't have someone. And you're being a champion for other people. What are you doing? If you could kind of describe all of the things you do. I mean, you're motivating and inspiring so many people and you're freeing them from this terrible, terrible situation. It's slavery. I mean, let's call it what it is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Wow, Shelley, I love that. I never thought of it, but it is slavery. I would say imprisonment.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
Yep. I thank you for that. And can I borrow it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
So what am I doing? From my life experience, I've created a self-discovery program. And had, I think for my intro sessions, I had more than 150 women who completed the intro session, is like the very first session. And 40 of them completed the entire program, which is, I would say, a 60-hour over a period of 4 or 5 months. And those women are now peers, helping their peers. Some of them have continue their healing journey one way or the other. Also, I founded Eagles Empowered to Soar, a nonprofit organization both here in the US and Guyana, to help those victims of gender-based violence and for us to advocate for gender equality. I have been hosting the 16 Days of Activism for the last 5 years. And while hosting the 16 Days of Activism, I started something called, the first time we did it, it was Candid Conversations, where we invite men to have discussions about gender-based violence. And since then, I launched A Man's Perspective, where we're encouraging men to become allies. And because in order for us to gain the equality and create effective preventative measures of gender-based violence, we need male allyship. We need the men. 95, 98% of the perpetrators of gender-based violence are men. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to have men in the conversation. So I do that. And I, starting this month, we'll have a series of webinars on male allyship. Because last year, someone who has, that was his second time participating in the 16 Days of Activism, he challenged me publicly while he was presenting. He said to me, we cannot be effective, and I'm paraphrasing, if we're just raising awareness during the 16 Days of Activism, what happened to the remainder of the year? And it's like a light bulb went off. 16 days of activism is just for us to raise awareness. But where are the preventative methods? What are we doing to support survivors? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So here we are introducing the webinars. And in the works, I've just created a survival alphabet. And a survivor's dictionary with the alphabet to help women who may not be able to get a therapist to find a support group, but they can look on that alphabet chart, just like we teach children their ABCs. They can look at CA is for advocate. And they can go to the dictionary and understand what advocate means and who, where they can find, there might be a resource there where they can find an advocate. And I'll be releasing that sometime this month.
That's wonderful.
That is.
Your website is a tremendous resource. And I'm seeing you have the three themes of 16 days of activism, the six forms of GBV. What is GBV?
Gender-based violence.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure for our listeners. And then you also have gender-based violence and gender equality. You address all kinds of things that maybe people don't even think of as gender-based violence. Online violence, sexual violence, physical violence, economic violence, that's huge, cultural and social violence, and emotional and psychological violence. All of these things are just something that put people into a terrible, I'm trying to describe it, a mental cage. I mean, it ruins people's lives, and it starts mm-hmm. so early, and we go through life thinking we're less than, you know? And just think of the empowerment. If people weren't treated that way, what a marvelous world we would have with all the potential we could unlock for people. But we're shackling women and children with this. And you're awakening people and giving them a resource.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you. And now in the wake of the internet, we have a new form of violence, cyber violence, digital violence, that is so appalling. And no one is actually addressing it, if I may say that.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we're seeing it, and it doesn't have a name because it's not affecting us.
You know, human beings have a tendency to say, well, it doesn't impact me. So they turn a blind eye, which shows the selfishness of humanity. They can't ignore these things. And you're bringing awareness to this. This is good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I was overjoyed when someone who saw a post that I made on digital violence and where someone, you know, they have this reverse porn culture that is affecting our society.
Yep.
And a professor here in New York City was just awarded, I think, $30 million for her case of reverse porn. And that's the digital violence is, I haven't read the research yet, but I believe that it is as impacting or if possible, more impacting than the physical violence because it's cyberbullying. We have the online hate speech and the extremism. We have the impersonation or identity theft, online grooming, just like in real life where the perpetrators groom their victims. We have that happening online. We have the online harassment. We have cyber stalking, doxing, all these things, and no one is talking about it.
I think people, a lot of times, they want to do out of sight, out of mind, because the truth is too ugly for them to look at. You know?
And honestly, I think they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah,
They don't know
that
how
too.
they don't know how they can contribute. They're overwhelmed with their own personal problems. The world seems to have speeded up tenfold, and things are coming at you left, right, and center. And even though you know you should do something, I
Yeah.
mean, what do? Where do you start? Right? People get overwhelmed.
They do.
How do I contribute? Right?
Charmin, your organization is a place where people can turn not only to get help, but I would think getting more people involved with your organization is going to accelerate the change that we need to have.
Yes, indeed. I'm laughing because I have been able to work with so many other nonprofit organizations in the Caribbean and in Africa, helping them to understand GBV and its impact, and even participated in community awareness on gender-based violence. But what I'm finding is that there's no one size fit all because of cultural differences.
Sure. And that's a hard one to change the perceptions of what's okay and what's not.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Kathy DeCaro is nothing short of amazing. She not only drives the world's biggest truck as a heavy equipment operator in northern Alberta, Canada, she's an international motivational speaker and the author of Dream Big, an autobiography about overcoming a lifetime of trauma and abuse that led to dreams of success. Kathy inspires people the world over to change their lives and improve their self-worth. Her book will change your life. She's passionate about personal growth and believes anyone can change their circumstances and overcome their obstacles if they believe in themselves. Her life will amaze you and seriously inspire you. Be sure to order a copy of her book, Dream Big, on Amazon.com. Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry, our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
From her own life experience, Charmin Prince has created a self-discovery program to empower survivors of gender-based violence. She's funded Eagles Empowered to Soar to help victims of violence to advocate for gender equality and stop the violence. She's hosted the 16 Days of Activism for the past 5 years. That provides a forum of advocacy. She's also started a series of active discussions with men to discuss gender-based violence and has encouraged men to become allies to stop the violence, especially since 95% to 99% of the perpetrators are men. Charmin has begun a series of webinars with men as allies to continue the advocacy initiative every single day of the year to support violence survivors. Sharman's working hard around the world to change the ingrained cultural perceptions that continue the acceptance of gender-based violence. Sharman, you are a true warrior to take on this topic in so many cultures that are likely giving you pushback because GBV is so much a part of life. It really does take a village to do it.
I find that I am encountering difficulties because of my gender. I'm a woman and I am trying to find a male ally who will help me with a man's perspective because some men are masculinists where I'm sorry, but you're a woman. You can't tell me anything.
Yep.
I wouldn't listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion doesn't count because you're female. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have no credibility.
Yes.
And that would be a serious barrier in certain parts of the world when you're trying to make change. But it makes sense to have a male ally so mm-hmm. that they can wake up and listen to this man so they can make the change.
Yeah. It's like in the boardroom. Mm-hmm. You say something and the male leader heard you, but didn't pay attention because your opinions or what your contribution makes no sense. It's not important.
Oops.
But your male colleague repeat the same thing verbatim mm-hmm. and receive a round of applause.
Yep.
Yep.
I've experienced similar things, you know, and it's, I just remember just thinking, what the heck? You know, what century are we in? But all of these things take time, but certainly organizations like yours, Sharman, are making the change. How do people reach out to your organization? Because I know that people are going to be curious how they can help, how they can get involved, how they can get help too.
Okay, so my website, the organization website is www.eaglesoar.org. Again, eaglesoar.org. I also have another website with a ton of information on trauma and healing. That's charmingprince.utobo.com. That's charmingprince.utobo.com. I am on all social media. Eagles Empowered to Soar is on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And they can find me on, you know, all find me personally or the organization on all social media platforms.
What are your biggest needs right now so that we can continue the momentum you've already set into motion?
Funding.
Okay.
A lot and volunteers, a lot that I've done, all that you've seen or you heard that I did was self-funded.
That's amazing in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sharman, you're amazing in every single way.
You are. Oh my goodness. I am so glad I've had a chance to talk to you. I love your last name, Prince. You are the royalty, if you will, of humanity and advocacy for kindness, for civility, for equality. You really are. I know you're a woman, but when they say that, there's an Irish saying, he was a prince of a man. You are a step above where people need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am just in awe of you.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys make me get emotional. I do this because I think it's my destiny. It's purpose. I want to ensure that the girl, the little girl, does not have to experience what I experienced because she may not survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're providing a place for people to get help, for other people to help make the changes necessary. And you're educating people around the world.
And it's also educating men. Because yes. Remember, Sharman, we were in that young group home in Grenada. There was 30 young juveniles, young boys. Mm-hmm. And they were fascinated by your story and how you shared and how you you taught them on how to treat girls as opposed to what is being told out there. And you encouraged them to even join the military. I remember that. You were outstanding. And once you start speaking, I mean, everybody is just in awe of what you say because they know it's the truth. You know, I wasn't kidding when I said that you shine. You really do.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy and Shelley.
Thank you, Charmin, for what you're doing. This is so, so necessary.
Thank you very much. And this has been an honor. I am not one that takes compliments well, so I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress in that area. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking all of this in. Thank you.
So what's next for you then? Let's talk about that.
So what's next for me? I decided that I'm going to create a podcast called Anything Gender, because I may not be able to reach someone via social media. I may not be able to meet them with the other things that I do, but they might come across a podcast on Anything Gender. And on Anything Gender, I am bringing in subject experts and survivors and even victims to share their stories and to educate, to provide information on a different platform.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Where will people be able to find that, Charmin?
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
And what's the name of the podcast again?
Anything Gender.
Okay.
And anything is spelled ENYTING.
Okay.
And at the moment, it's monthly. I had my first guest, a University of Pretoria clinical psychologist, Peter Boudoir. And the second episode is going to be aired. And my guest, Rachel Cottom, it's a male allyship expert.
This is wonderful. Thank you, Charmin. You are a true champion for women and children and really for all of humanity.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
It's been an honor, Charmin. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. And if you want to hear more episodes of Women Road Warriors or learn more about our show, be sure to check out womenroadwarriors.com. And please follow us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Women Road Warriors is on all the major podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, and others. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a topic or feedback, email us at sjohnson@womenroadwarriors.com.